بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد. عن الأغر بن يسار المزني رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الناس توبوا إلى الله واستغفروه فإني أتوب في اليوم 100 مرة رواه مسلم. The narrator of the hadith is Aghar bin Yasar Muzani رضي الله تعالى عنه. With regards to him, it is mentioned that in the entire Siyasitta, that is the 6 authentic books of Ahadith, this is the only Ahadith that is narrated by the Sahabi. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that, O people, turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness from Him. For verily, I turn in repentance to Him every day 100 times. The meaning of this Hadith is similar to the one that we mentioned before this, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on oath said that he seeks maghfirat, the Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, makes istighfar 70 times. In this hadith, the number 100 is mentioned. With regards to the 70 and 100, ulama say that it is not a specific number that is referred to, but in fact, it refers to the fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very, very abundantly would make istighfar, would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. As we mentioned yesterday, with regards to the personality of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is our aqeedah, our belief that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sinless. Many places in the Quran, Allah ta'ala refers to this. Allah says, for example, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhambika wa ma ta'akhar. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have granted you a great victory, and all your past and future sins are already forgiven. So we find that this is a further testimony to the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that despite being sinless, Allah says all your past and future sins are already forgiven. That is, should you commit a sin, that is already forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two or three reasons ulama give for this excessive istighfar that Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make. One which is very important is that it was ta'lim lil ummah, that is to teach us the importance of us excessively asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Another reason that ulama give is that the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such that he felt that his ibadat and worship of Allah ta'ala was not of a level in keeping with the shan and greatness of Allah. So because of a perceived shortcoming in that regard, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would keep asking for forgiveness, and this would in fact lead to an increase in his rank and status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, we see the importance of regularly making istighfar, regularly asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. The virtues, the benefit of it, we've seen in the various verses of the Quran. There is one incident mentioned about Abu Ishaq Isfarani rahimahullah, was a great scholar. He says that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless me and yurzuqani tawbatan nasuha, to bless me with tawbah and nasuha, that is a sincere tawbah. He says I made this dua for 30 years. 30 years every day he would make this dua, that Ya Allah bless me with tawbah and nasuha. So he says one day I started thinking to myself, started reflecting that, O Abu Ishaq, you are asking for the same thing for 30 years. A hajat, a need you placed in front of Allah for 30 years, and still it has not been fulfilled. In other words, this type of thoughts were going through his mind. And then he says, I dozed off and I heard a voice calling out to me that, do you realize the significance of what you are asking for? You feel that you've asked for 30 years and you think that is sufficient? Don't you realize Allah says in the Quran, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. One is, we love Allah. The other is, there are those who Allah loves. Allah Ta'ala says that those who seek forgiveness excessively, Allah loves them. So the voice says to him that, do you realize what you are asking for? You are asking to become the beloved of Allah. And that is not a small thing what you are asking, that is a very great thing. So we see in this verse of the Quran that those who will excessively make istighfar, those who will excessively ask Allah for forgiveness, they will become the mahbub, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The narrator of the next hadith, the subject matter of the hadith, inshallah, we'll discuss later, but the narrator is Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. With regards to Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is famously known as Khadim Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the servant of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was 10 years old, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinah Munawwarah. His mother brought him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah, this son of mine, I am handing him over to you. He will make your khidmat, he will be in your service." So in Medina and on Safar and journey, his entire life was spent in this khidmat and service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He took part with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on 18 expeditions. And he was the recipient of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The crux of the dua is that, "Ya Allah, increase the wealth, increase the children of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ya Allah, bless him and grant him entry into Jannat." This dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, increase his wealth, increase his children. It is said that Anas bin Malik had 120 children. Increase his life. He was the last Sahabi to pass away, according to many ulama. He passed away in the 93rd year of Hijrah. He was over 100 years of age. He passed away in Basra. 2,286 ahadith are narrated from Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of dua for barakat for him, that it is said that his orchards, whereas an orchard normally bears fruit once a year, the orchard of Anas bin Malik is to bear fruit twice a year. And a special smell of musk is to emanate from the orchards and the gardens of Anas bin Malik. This was through the barakat of the khidmat and service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, the barakat of the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, today is the day of Jumu'ah. And we find that those who will excessively send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only on Jumu'ah, all the time, they will also be the recipient of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua that Allah's rahmat and mercy should descend upon those who send salawat upon him. So we find that on this day of Jumu'ah, it is especially prescribed, because the Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi says that it is more virtuous than even reciting Quran. So we should increase our salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reading of Surah Kahf, reading of Surah Hamim Dukhan. Allah give us tawfiq.